back there because I won't be here.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. We'll move on to Jim. We're not going to make you go far from your office to give your presentation today. We're going to hear from Jim on the Gooder State Park programming update. Welcome to your own place. Thank you for letting us come and see it.
Mr. Chairperson, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, thank you for being here today, and I really appreciate the opportunity to give a brief update on the programming and kind of steps that were taken to get things back to normal after 2020 here at Gooder State Park. You can go ahead and go. So, like everybody else, we really didn't know what to expect from COVID when it came to park visitation. And like everybody else, what we experienced was after the kind of initial hesitation of everybody to be around other people was that the park became extremely busy. Last year was super busy. The one big difference that we did notice, though, was that people were, instead of really coming into the visitor center and looking around, we would have some people that came in, they'd buy their park entrance license, they'd go and they'd hit the trail they were spending. I mean, there were a lot of groups that had come out here and spend an entire day on the trails. They'd be out hiking or hammocking, picnicking. But it was really nice to see that heavy use, and I guess it's kind of cool, you know, from a person that has a background as a naturalist to see out of a pandemic a renewed sense of getting in touch with nature out of folks. So we were glad we were able to be part of that for a lot of folks. One other thing that we did really see was that a lot of our volunteers are above age 65, and because of concerns for their own health, quite a few of them did take a step back from serving last year. So we did actually operate the front desk at about half of our normal staff capacity. We were still able to keep it staffed every day, which was really nice. But it really, you know, all of these things really got us thinking about what do we need to do to try to make sure that this place is as safe as it can be for visitors, for volunteers, for everybody. So, you know, we did a lot of research on the CDC guidelines of what we should be doing for sanitizing the place, and it included wiping down a lot of surfaces multiple times a day, but very, very, very worthwhile. We also installed a enclosure around our front desk, which you can see in the slide there, and that really did a lot for, you know, it created that barrier between the front desk volunteer and the park guest, and that really did a lot for the comfort level for a lot of our volunteers, and we saw them really start to come back after we put that in place. One of the other big changes that we saw, you know, rather than just completely saying we're not going to do any programming for the whole year, all of our programming became virtual, and Jen, our naturalist, she did a really good job of getting pretty creative with doing things on the computer, doing Zoom programming and Facebook Live and making videos. We also put special events on hold for the year. So you can see on the slide here on 2020 from January to mid-March, we had we had a 50 programs, and I 50 programs that were attended by about 2,300 people, and then from April to December, we had another 26 programs that were attended by nearly 1,000 people. One thing that really seemed to draw a lot of attention was the videos that Jen made and put out online. She had almost 8,000, or I guess it was a little over 7,000 views for 25 videos. Also, every week we offered self-guided hikes where families could come out and there'd be things on the trail for them to explore, ways to learn. They could do it on their own. And those were, it was almost impossible to count the number of people that were coming out here for specifically for that. But it was really well received. We have, it's actually something that we're going to continue to do. So moving into 2021, earlier in the spring, or I guess winter into spring, we kind of continued on with the virtual programming. The Zoom programs that we did were mainly field trips and school programs, and we also did our monthly for our friendly information or senior hour programs every friendly interactive senior hour. There we go. So it's our monthly program for seniors where we usually have folks come out here and we invite guest speakers or that sort of thing, but that was all virtual so far this spring and pretty well received. And then Jen also put out videos for the Little Acorns monthly group that people really dig. So moving forward, starting in May and moving into the future, since we saw such a positive response from a lot of the virtual things, and there are still some folks out there with some COVID concerns, we're going to kind of hybridize what we've done over the last year with past practices, and we're going to continue doing the self-guided hikes and continue the programming. But this year, especially almost all of our programming, in-person programming, is going to take place outdoors. We're also putting in some guided hikes that rather than us just taking people around and leading them around, we're going to kind of show them the path, and then we're going to station staff at a safe distance from visitors where they can give them information while out on the trail. And then towards the fall, we plan to touch base with the local school districts, find out kind of what their plan is for getting back into the, field trip habits, and, we'll plan accordingly from there. One exciting thing that we were able to bring back this year that we're really, really super thrilled about was our summer concert series. We started this 2 years ago, which was a real big hit. We tried Friday nights 2 years ago, and we found that we were in a lot of competition with other things in Sioux Falls. So this year we've moved it to Sundays, and for 13 Sundays in a row, we have concerts and food trucks here at the park, and it's been really well received. This coming Sunday will be week five, and we've had about 1,500 participants already over that time. It's averaging out about 300 to 400 people per week are coming out. And to me, one of the really exciting things about this is we're able to introduce a cultural element. Like, we kicked off the season with a tribal drum group from Nebraska that came out, and it was very neat to be able to kick the season off with that cultural aspect. So we try to get bands that are going to expand or, kind of increase the number of, or increase the diversity of the park visitor, a way to get people out here that haven't been out here before. So we're really enjoying that and liking how it's going so far. And with that being said, I'd like to invite any questions, and I'd also like to invite all of you, if you're interested in sticking around this evening afterwards or tomorrow after the meeting and taking a tour of the area, we'd be sure happy to accommodate that.
That's great. Does anybody have any questions for Jim? When you have events like the concerts and stuff like that, are you still charging the park entrance fee, and they have to have a sticker and everything to come just for the concert, or can they come in and just attend that and then not have to buy a sticker?
Mr. Chair, yes, the concerts are free of charge, but the vehicles that come in do have to have a park entrance license.
Very reasonable.
Absolutely.
It's a great idea. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Talking to you after.
Appreciate it.